Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Simone Soran, and I am with Song Kang-ho and Lee Sung-yoon, the main actors of Parasite, a movie directed by Bong Joon-ho and presented in competition here at the 72nd Festival du Cannes. So, the film is a sort of a map of what is going on in Korea. There is a very huge gap between poor and rich people. What do you think about that?
The rich between the gap between the rich and poor in this film is not only limited to Korea. I think economic inequality is something that applies to countries all over the world. So I don't think this film necessarily only depicts the landscape of Korean society at this moment. Of course, it does reflect Korean society, but I think this is a story that can be felt universally all across the world. As he said, this economic inequality is something that exists everywhere and anywhere. But I would like to specifically talk on the word plan that often appears in this film. At one point, Ki-taek talks about how having no plan is the best plan and how that's the happiness. And I think this term plan sort of represents our dreams and hope. And so now we live in a world where having no plan is the best plan. And I think that really shows the injustice of the current world that we live in.
Your characters are not heroes or villains. How was difficult to play such a role? I mean, what were the hugest problems in shooting the film without knowing if your character was a good man or a bad man?
So if this film had any standard of morality, it would be that I will try my best for myself and my family while not hurting others. But obviously, in this film, the situation leads them to many occasions where they end up hurting others and where they end up harming and sacrificing other people. And in that sense, this story really has no villains. And I think that's something that's how we all live in this world. An action that I may take without thought may lead to harming others and sacrificing others. And I think that's just how we live. And so I felt like the story really talked about the day-to-day life and the daily environment that we are, we live through. And so it felt very natural for me to act this character. Of course, this film ends as a brutal tragedy, but I think every character has their own justification for how they act. And in the real world as well, there aren't anyone who's 100% good or 100% bad. We all live with both good and evil inside of us coexisting. And so I think because director Bong created these characters who aren't dichotomous, who are so complex and have so many elements all intertwined together, the characters feel more multifaceted and dimensional.
I think that in the movie there is a very powerful element, the smell of poverty. So how did you work to try to create a similar impression?
Smell is an element that's invisible. You can't see it. And I think that really means that for at least Mr. Park's character, in his subconscious, of how there is a line in his subconscious on these classes that must be separated. And I think this story is sort of a cautionary tale on how dangerous that subconscious line can be. Despite the fact that we're all the same people in our subconscious, we separate them according to economic class. And I think because smell is invisible, it really adds a multidimensional element to the film because it feels like a giant wall that you can't cross. So my character, Mr. Park, always talks about hating people who cross the line. And this isn't something like smell. This isn't something you can see. It's something that I create inside my mind. I feel like Mr. Park, along with so many people, have their own standards and own invisible lines inside their mind that separates people from themselves. And I think ultimately smell is about distance, the sense of distance where these two classes, families, cannot mix with one another. And so I think in this world there are so many smells and lines that exist now and people create for themselves.
And now I have a question for Song Kang-ho. You worked several times with Bong Joon-ho. In your opinion, how does Parasite carries on the thematic work of the director?
Um, So I think you can really see the insight into society and our lives that director Bong has been pursuing and sensing in the past 20 years with this film, Parasite. And I think it really shows this philosophical maturity that he's achieved over the years on the lives that we lead and the society that we live in. I think before now, his films have really depicted a slice of society, but I think in this film, you really sense and see that overall maturity in terms of his own insights and philosophy. So I think this film is on another level in terms of his evolution as a filmmaker.
Thank you very much to Song Kang-ho and Lee Sung-yoon, and thanks also to the interpreter Sharon Choi. This was Simone Soranna from the 72nd Festival du Cannes for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.